I believe we're at one of those pivotal points in the ministry. You know, we've had these points various times over the years, but we're at one of those places right now. And there's three potential scenarios for us. We can retreat. We can maintain, which is, I feel like if you maintain, you are going backwards. But we'll just add that anyway. Retreat, maintain, or move forward. And so many organizations are retreating right now. Many organizations are on the decline. But that's not the destiny of Good News Church. Our destiny is to move forward. And so today we want to talk about where we are as a ministry, where we're going, starting a series called Next. We've got some announcements coming up of some things that we'll be implementing next year, and we're excited about that, but it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us grasping what we're doing, understanding what God's doing here, and then to realize that we each have a part in it, that this is not a one-person, one-man, one-woman show. It's a body. It's a team. It's a group. It's a family. Now, we can learn a lot about moving forward from the early church. You turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Acts chapter 2. And if you don't have your Bible, you can look on the screen up here, or if you need a Bible, there's probably one in front of you, in the back of the chair in front of you. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and in prayer. A deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miracles, miraculous signs, and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. The early church knew something about moving forward. I mean, this is the desire of every church, every ministry should be, that adding to the church daily those being saved. The Bible says that the early church, they turned their world upside down. They reached the places they could get to, their known world, and then established churches. And said that they did an amazing job. So we can learn a lot of things from them. Now listed in here in Acts chapter 2, and we could kind of could just read through this and as maybe an account of what they were like. But what's really being shared are the things that were important to them. The things that were vital to them. Or we may say their values. These were their values that they had as a group, as a church. And the values are at the core, the center of what any organization is. And so the early church had clearly defined values. They knew who they were. Values are the heart and soul of any person, any organization. And they communicate what really matters. These are the things. Luke wrote this. He knew this. These are the things that really mattered to the early church. And values, what they do is they attract people and they unify people. So today, as we're talking about next and where we're going, we have to know how we've arrived at where we are now. And part of the reason that we are where we are now has to do with our values. The Good News Church has values. We have beliefs and things in common that make us who we are. So I want to list it, or go through these values, and I'm not going to stop there, but some of you may know these things, some may not. Maybe the first time you've ever heard these things. But we have 8 defined values here at Good News Church. And if you got a pen and paper, you may want to write these down, or we'll have some things for you in the future to give these to you. but we have there's eight of these. The first value is common unity. Common unity, and that's where they get the word community. So we are a community. And I like to say this, that we're friends with a cause. We're friends have a cause. We're not just friends, or not just people that know each other, or people that assemble together. We assemble together because we have a purpose. We have a job to do. We have shared values, shared beliefs, common vision, common mission, common goals. And we may not always feel this way, but we're together on doing what God has called us to do. And the more we're able to do that, the more effective we're going to be. The next one is very dear to my heart, is the word empowerment. Everybody say empowerment. When we were in Australia, we preached some messages at some churches, but we also did a minister's conference. And we just, the messages were very fresh, never had been given before. You know, sometimes you could preach messages, you know, several times, and you could do that when you're going into a place that hasn't heard you minister. You could pull out one of your old messages and preach that, and it'll be great. But these were fresh messages that we had written, the ones that, and Susie was the same way, we wrote them there, you know, just before we ministered, really. And one of my messages was on empowerment. And to me, it was just normal. And just the way that we are, where we're striving to be as a ministry, to those that were hearing it was a radical message. It was a message they had never heard really before, quite like that. And so empowerment is something that we feel strongly in. And it's the whole idea that the believers have a ministry. See, the only two ministries that have been talked about in the body of Christ have been the fivefold ministry. If you've heard of that, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And then the ministry of helps, which are really what's been taught is they help the ministers fivefold carry out their duties. Well, when we were, both of us were sharing this in a strong way, is that what God's doing in this hour is he's raising up the believer's ministry. It's the one that hasn't been mentioned and talked about, but I feel like it's the preeminent ministry. And we talk about if there's a wave or a last move of God in the earth, I believe strongly, and I think I have, you know, it's not my message today, it's the ministry of the believer. And other things must decrease so the believer's ministry can increase. So empowerment is about that. It's about believers being trained, being educated, being equipped, as it says in Ephesians 4, to do the work of the ministry. And of course, if that happens, then you'll have it in your life. That's kind of a given there, that if you're able to share and teach and help others, it's going to be something that you possess. You can't give somebody something you don't have. I can't give you $50 unless I have $50. Well, you can't give what we're talking about here unless you have it. So that's a given in here. We talk about them being ambassadors for Christ, ministers of reconciliation. All has to do with empowerment. Another value here at Good News Church is a passion for souls. A heart for people, to reach people with the gospel. It's not good enough for us here to say to people, I'll be thinking about you. It's not good enough for us to hear hurting humanity around us and have people that are hurting and people that are in darkness and to leave them in that condition. That we are a ministry, that we have a heart for lost people. We have a heart for hurting people. We have a passion to see lives changed and a passion to see people reached. Another value is being Holy Spirit-led. And I can't think of any other better definition than for being Holy Spirit-led than yesterday when I went out on the outreach. I just determined when I went out that I was going to be led by the Holy Spirit. I prayed about that, and I asked God for that. And as I went about this outreach, I just had that in my heart. I said, Father, I'm just going to listen to you. And it was like a symphony for me. Somebody sounds. It was like everything was orchestrated. Divine appointments. And God just led me to certain people, and certain people he didn't want me to talk to. And every encounter was fruitful. It was meaningful to them. It was meaningful to me. Personally, I was able to pray with 12 people to be saved. Prayed for people for healing. Encouraged people. They encouraged me. But just being led by the Holy Spirit, that he guides us, that the Spirit of God lives in us. Yes. He prays through us. He guides us. He shows us things to come. We believe here in being baptized in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. And I just believe that's vital, and it's just a necessity for a believer. But to have a relationship with God, a relationship with the Holy Spirit, where you talk to him and he talks to you. Another value we have here is miraculous power. We believe that God still heals today. He still sets people free. He still transforms lives. That power is in demonstration. That power is available. Just like we're hooked up to Georgia Power, and it's as easy as flipping the switch to tap into God's power. And it's available 24/7. And we're not waiting on God. If anybody's waiting on anybody, it's God waiting on us. For the church to wake up and to realize God wants to use us. And his power is available for us personally, on a daily basis, and for others. Miraculous power. Miracle settles the issue. He wants to show himself strong in this hour. Another value we have here is open arms. Open arms is just non-exclusive. It's diversity of backgrounds. We don't care. I mean, this is how I feel. I can't speak for everybody here. I don't care about your color. I don't care about your economic background. I don't care about what you look like. I don't care whether you have tattoos or you don't have tattoos, where your ears are pierced or not pierced. We care about people here. And that we're open to people. We accept people. We show grace to people. We realize that sinners sin. They can't help it. And we realize that it's a process in people to grow, and so to be patient with people. I mean, one of the biggest things I need to have as a pastor is patience. And sometimes I get frustrated. Anybody ever get frustrated? When things aren't moving as quickly as you think they should move? And we all know about working with people. Sometimes people are just frustrating. I mean, you're frustrated with me, you know. All these things. But to be patient, graceful, caring, loving, forgiving, repenting, working it out. But I hope that we have a sign, an unwritten sign out front of Good News Church. And not only a sign, that sign out there, but it also they experience it when they come in here. You are welcome here. Whether you're lost, whether you're hurting, whether you know Jesus, if you walk with him a long time or just a little bit of time, you're welcome here. And one of the things I say is when I pray, and I know we're not where we want to be, but that's how the whole thing about growth. But it's a prayer of my heart. When people walk into Good News Church, they will experience God's love, God's power through the people of Good News Church. Another value we have is anti-religion. We like to have fun. We like to laugh. How many know we have in-your-face preaching? Get in your business. How many like us to get in your business? We get in your business because we preach the word. And I'm not saying religion is not hiding and lurking somewhere here in Good News Church. I mean, as we grow, I mean, we just see things. And I think about things we did years ago and I cringe. But see, I didn't know it. I wouldn't have done it if I knew what I knew now. But there's some things you don't see. And so I hope there's no religion. What is religion? Religion is man's idea to reach God. It's what man thinks. And it kills. It destroys. It doesn't empower. It weakens. And so we're, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, rooting out religion. And I have had a whole lot of religion rooted out of me over the years. But Lord, and I'll just say it in front of you, Lord, if there's more, let's get it out as well. Let's just kill religion here at Good News Church. Because we want freedom. We want joy. We want boldness. We want God's power. We want to live fully in what God has for us and be who He made us to be. And the last value, and it's hard just to write down these things because there's so many things we believe. And, you know, when we put these values together, we had 30 or 40 values that really we have. But we narrowed it down to these eight, and all the rest of them fit in within these eight. So I may have missed some words in here, but I believe these eight values encompass who we are. It's the guts of Good News Church. It's an intangible here. But it really defines who we are and who we are and where we're going and why we do things the way we do them. Another value is stewardship, generosity. We value giving, tithing. Our facilities need some help, but we do value taking care of our facilities, stewarding people and their gifts, partnering with other ministries and their visions. Now, as I look over these eight things, and you may not connect with all of these, but hopefully if you're here and you've been coming, two or three of these stand out. Common unity, empowerment, passion for souls, Holy Spirit-led, miraculous power, open arms, anti-religion, stewardship. Someone yell out one of those that they're passionate about. Stewardship. What, Neil? Miraculous power. Anti-religion. Passion for souls. See, there's some of those that just, man, that's just burning in you. And whether you knew it or not, that's what drew you here. Now, the early church had a clearly defined vision and purpose. I got to hustle here. It's called the Great Commission. Turn to Matthew 28, and I'm going to read this in the New King James. Matthew 28, verse 18. Go through this quickly here. This is the purpose of the church. And so many people have gotten off. We don't even really know what the purpose is anymore. But Matthew 28, verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.'" And let's go over to Mark 16. We'll read that. Mark 16, verse 15. It says, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And all these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now C.S. Lewis, I don't know if you ever heard of C.S. Lewis. Great Christian writer and speaker and influence of the church. C.S. Lewis said this. Now listen to these words as best you can. He said, "The church exists for no other purpose but to draw men into Christ, to make them little Christ. If they are not doing that, all the cathedrals, clergy, missions, sermons, and even the Bible itself are simply a waste of time." How many here like to waste their time? I don't want to waste your time. I hope Good News Church isn't a waste of time. But he says all these things are a waste of time if we don't, if we don't have our purpose right. God became man for no other purpose. It is even doubtful the whole universe was created for any other purpose. I tell you, that needs to be said to the church. That needs to be said to believers. We've gotten off track. The church as a whole has gotten off track, and we've watered down the message. And in order for God to do what he wants to do, we've got to get back on track. Individually, collectively. For this church to matter, for this church to make a difference, talking about Good News Church, to be relevant to this generation, the Great Commission has got to be top priority in what we're doing here at Good News Church. Our vision and our mission are based on this. Vision, you've heard this word before, and we kind of turn that off. But vision, all that really means is, what will the ministry look like in the future? Where are we going? Vision paints that picture. And we must be able to see where we're going in order to get there. We've got to see it in here first. So what is the vision of Good News Church? We listed in our bulletin. You may have just read right over it and just passed it by. But the vision is where we're going. The vision paints the picture of who we are and what the future looks like. This is the vision of Good News Church. We see a community of believers, common unity, community of believers strongly connected to God and to each other, empowered by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit to be able ministers. And by ministers, do I mean fivefold minister? Not necessarily. It could lead into that for some. I'm talking about the believer's ministry, ministry of reconciliation, ambassadors for Christ, to be able ministers, reaching their world and beyond with the good news of Jesus Christ. This is where God is taking us. This is what God has called us to do. This is the purpose of why we're assembled. The reason why we connect with each other is for this purpose. And the vision is the Great Commission in our language. Does that make sense? We've just taken the Great Commission and put it into terms that make sense to us here at Good News Church for people in Augusta, Georgia. It has all the parts of the Great Commission: making disciples, preaching the gospel. But see, we're doing more than just being good people. And no offense for anybody that's trying to do anything for God, but we've got to be better than just good people with these morals. We need to have that. We need to live right. We need to live holy. And we do have standards. But we can't just stop there. And that's where so many Christians have stopped. We've got to move beyond that and say, okay, God's placed us here for a reason here on earth. He's placed every person here for a reason, and we may do different things. We may, you know, we live in different neighborhoods, and we may be different color, and we may be different economic background, and we work at different places, and we may hang out with different people, but there's something different about the people of Good News Church. We take it beyond just being good, and we share God's goodness with others. That we realize the gospel is the power of God, not all these other things that people say that it is. It's important. The gospel is the power of God. Change and transformation comes from the gospel. It's the only thing that can change a person long term. And so what we're doing here is raising up these people, and raising up people like this, and it's done through the Word. It's done through the help of the Holy Spirit. It's done through relationships. Encouraging each other, sharpening each other, helping each other. But eventually it has got to get out of these pews and it's got to go out there. See, this is not the game right here. Services are not the game. The game is out there. Really, this is practice. And churches have made this the game. And so what we have, this is what we have in the body of Christ right now. We have the game going on, and all the coaches are on the field playing the game, and the players are in the stands spectating. People just sitting there watching their TVs, watching the ministers do all these things and be these great people. I'm tired of all of that. I reject that. And what we're doing here is we're elevating the believer. We're raising up the believer to do the work of the ministry. And we're valuing you. Whether you ever become a five-fold televangelist, great preacher, whether you ever, it doesn't matter. The important thing here is being an ambassador for Christ. Important here is having a ministry of reconciliation. Importance here is we are made to make a difference and impact this world, each one of us. And you'll do it in your way, and I'll do it in my way. But all of us together, if we'll catch hold of this, this group here could change the city. And the vision is wrapped up in what we call the mission of this church. And you can't see it because it's under the Shockwave banner here. But what it says up there is empowering people to give life. Empowering people to give life. Everybody say that. Empowering people to give life. What a mission statement does, it's a brief, simple statement of what we're doing. And this represents our vision. This represents the Great Commission. What did Jesus say in John 10:10? I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. And so what we're doing here is we're taking that life that Jesus has given us. How many has experienced the life of God? You may not be fully walking in what we call the abundant life. It's a life overflowing with good things. But we've all tasted it. Hopefully you're experiencing it in a greater way than you did 5 years ago. Hopefully you're better off than you were 4 years ago. Politicians can't say that, but hopefully you're better off. Every year we're growing in this life, this experience with God. God's love is just filling us up, changing us. Aren't we different? Hopefully different than we were years ago. But Jesus came to give life, and we're to be like Him. And so this life, and that, so that's just the giving. And giving life, again, we have to have it. But we are life givers. Life givers are people that know who they are, that know what they have, they know what they can do, they know the gospel, And then they share it. They share it. They give life. And this, in a nutshell, this is what Good News Church is about. We want, when you come in here to receive life, that this be a life center, a place of life in the nursery, preschool, children's area, youth ministry, express groups, the radio station, resource center, every different area, team. That we'd be life givers. Am I talking about a perfect life? Who here's got a perfect life? You live in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. There is no perfect world until we get to heaven. And we're going to have to learn to deal with the devil and put him in his place. And sometimes he knocks us down, but we get back up. But we're talking about a life giver is just not someone that's alone and on their own. We realize we come across hurting people, lost people every day, and we've determined here at Good News Church, we're going to do something about it. It's life and death where you go to church. This world is life and death. Life is a precious thing. And to recognize, I'm a life giver. God has so blessed me. I can't help. I may not know all the right words right now. I may not do it in the proper method. But I just know I just want to help somebody. And God's going to use that. And there'll be training and equipping. Maybe down the road, if you don't have all the training you need, we'll have those things. But then we just encourage and, you know, we share these testimonies all the time here at Good News Church. Not my testimony, your testimony. We've got so many. I mean, we could just spend weeks and days just telling all the testimonies of what God has done through the people of Good News Church. But I tell you, we're just getting started. I feel like the foundation has been laid. Now we can build the house. So we talk about next. I tell you, next for us, where we're going, what the future looks like. It's going to involve our values. It's going to involve our mission, our vision. It's going to involve our mission. We're going to do these things in a greater way. And so any programs, any resources spent, anything we do will be about this and these things. And the sharper we can be, the more effective we can be. And I don't know about you, but I want to bear fruit for the kingdom. I want to bear fruit that remains. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. I want to be about the Father's business. I want to have His priorities as my priorities. I want to make my life matter. I want to make a difference in this world. And all of us, we can. God's got a plan for this church. God's got a plan for your life. And I tell you, it's an awesome plan. Plans to prosper you. Plans to increase you. I don't care what age you are. God's not done with you. I believe your best days are ahead. I believe the future is bright. We have a hope. Do I have any life givers in the house today? So as we talk about where we're going in the next few weeks, what's next for Good News Church? We realize how we've gotten where we are. And these are going to be vital to where we're going. That it's laid upon a foundation. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the future. It's exciting. You know what's I'll make this my final statement in this message here. But you know what's exciting for me, what really thrills me as a pastor? It's not preaching sermons. Although I enjoy preaching sermons. It's not studying. I enjoy studying. It's not praying. I enjoy prayer. It's not anything to do with being a pastor, really. What thrills me and excites me and gets me going is when the people of Good News Church do the work of the ministry. When the people of Good News Church step out, even if they're afraid, could be just scared, spitless, just step out and say, I want to do something for God and try. And you may come dragging in here and feel like a failure, but hey, I would much rather have you do that than sit back and do nothing. We can help someone like that that has a desire. We want to spur you on to at least try. We want to spur you on to step out of your comfort zone. And it's happening. We got some bold people and people that are getting bolder here at Good News Church. And we'll tell your story. When we were over in Australia, we told your stories. We didn't tell our story. We told your story. The people over there, they were freaking out. They couldn't believe what God was doing through the people of Good News Church. They said to us, and see, we don't realize sometimes how precious the thing that we have. I mean, our spouses are precious. Our kids are precious. Grandkids are precious. Our parents are precious. But we don't realize how precious things here at Good News Church. Denise, we had people, think of this. I mean, they were crazy. They said they wanted to come back with us and live with us here in Augusta for 6 months. Because of you, they wanted to meet you. And you can't see yourself the way I see you or way others see you because you're just living your life. You don't see this. But you're radical. You're different. You're aliens, bunch of aliens. And you are a light. And you represent Jesus. And you're an ambassador for Christ. And you're making a difference in your world. You may not feel like it, but I want to encourage you today, you are. And I want to give you this hope. You will in a greater way in the future that you'll have fruit from your ministry. God's going to use you. And so this is next for Good News Church, but I think it's also going to be next for you. I believe God's going to, and we know some things. There's some things I'm going to share. I know some things we're going to do. But I believe even in the next month, God's going to show some things to each one of us in addition to the things we already know. This year of explosive empowerment has been just changes and development and growth and to be able to see some things and to see where we're going. God's